I found myself virtually screaming out the words, "Will someone please help Professor Bart Ehrman figure out how many angels were at the tomb?" It is a problem he brings up ad nauseum, ad infinitum, as a way of demonstrating that the Bible is riddled with discrepancies. And this is the third of problems with the Bible that he cites in his newest book, Jesus Interrupted. And again, it involves the angels at the tomb of Christ. After reading the Synoptic Gospels, Ehrman was unable to figure out whether the women saw a man, as Mark says, or two men, as Luke says, or an angel, as Matthew says. I'm left to wonder why one of Professor Ehrman's students didn't pause for a brief moment to unpack the mystery for him. Because as Professor Ehrman himself has figured out, wherever there are two angels, there's also one angel. Always, 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 without exception. And the fact that Mark only references the angel who addressed the women shouldn't be problematic, even for someone who has made a virtual art form out of exploiting discrepancies in secondary details of the Gospels. And furthermore, even though Luke does not specifically refer to the two men as angels, the fact that he describes these beings as men in clothes that gleamed like lightning should have been a dead giveaway. Moreover, as a historian addressing a predominantly Gentile audience, Dr. Luke no doubt measured his words carefully so as not to give rise unnecessarily to pagan superstitions. And finally, as with Mark, the fact that Matthew only references one angel does not preclude the fact that two angels were present. After reading the accounts of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, or John for that matter, there's ample data by which a real historian can determine that the man described by Mark was indeed an angel, and that the men in clothes that gleamed like lightning were angelic, and that, though Matthew only mentions an angel, he clearly does not preclude the possibility that another was present. Contra Ehrman, then, what credible scholars look for is a core set of reliable facts that either validate or invalidate historical accounts. And here, as elsewhere in the Gospels, one can objectively conclude that the core set of facts presented by the Gospel writers are authentic and reliable. We will continue in future editions of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, give a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect, particularly as men like Bart Ehrman are seeking to go public. They're able to, in some way, shake the faith of even the more conservative students, although it's hard for me to believe that Professor Ehrman could do that, but he says he could in his new book. And now he wants to take what he says scholars all know to be true, and that is that the Bible's riddled with distortions. He wants to go public so that people worldwide will know that the Bible cannot be trusted. And right now, he's got a pretty significant platform on television, on radio, in the media, in debates, in books, in articles. Every time I turn around, I'm seeing another quotation by Bart Ehrman quoted in a newspaper or elsewhere that supposedly demonstrates that the Bible cannot be trusted. It certainly is not divine. It certainly is not God's infallible repository for redemptive revelation. In fact, according to Ehrman, Jesus could not have been divine. He was a false apocalyptic prophet. And in this milieu, it is incumbent upon you and me and those that love the Lord and those that care about truth, those that really believe truth matters, it is incumbent upon us to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect.